I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, we were talking yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour, so I bring this to the 7 o'clock hour to spread the news. Some of you may know this already. Some of you may have done this already. There's a TikTok challenge out there where people are marinating chicken breasts in NyQuil.
Yeah. And cooking them. I don't even think that's a challenge. It's just like a recommendation or something.
Well, they're doing it on TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's there's nothing all that challenging about it. You just do it and then you potentially die.
Right.
Don't do it, kids.
Right.
It's stupid.
The challenge is surviving it. That's the challenge.
Yeah.
Because it's
dangerous. It's already the scariest over-the-counter drug there is.
Right.
But now let's concentrate it by cooking it and have the fumes waft up into your nostrils. Just don't do it, kids.
As it turns out, when you heat it up, it doesn't kill what makes it dangerous. It accentuates what makes it dangerous.
I thought I killed the active ingredients.
Right. No, no.
With boiling water.
Right.
No.
Now, not only can you die from eating these chicken breasts that you just marinated in NyQuil, but you can die from the fumes that are coming out of the pot that you're using to marinate it in.
What do they do with the so they actually just like never mind.
I don't want to dig too deep into the NyQuil thing. Yeah.
I was just thinking about the whole like how much NyQuil do you have to use to actually they you fry it. Or are they boiling it in NyQuil?
It looks like they're boiling it in NyQuil, yeah. There's probably multiple ways. Like any chicken recipe.
You know, I boycott that on the fact that it sounds too English alone, boiling meat.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole, you can keep your royal family and you can keep boiling meat with all the other stupid things you do. Not the English listeners we have. We're talking about the stupid traditions that you surely have rejected.
Yes. As you know, Seth, the Texans have made a concerted effort this offseason to reconnect with their fan base. And a lot of that is through social media, digital platforms, very progressive thinking. There's a lot of...
Shirts with gothic print that I actually really like. Yeah.
Yes.
They've had the apparel. You can tell by the apparel and the popularity of it that they've actually been listening.
Right.
They're not just spitting stuff out thinking like, yeah, the peasants will like this. They are actually talking to people and listening. Unlike Justin Fields. Yeah, they're talking to their fans and listening.
That's right. That's right. You should be glad you're a Texan fan. They're listening. So the social media is a big part of this, and the various social media platforms, including TikTok. I'm sure they're trying to build their TikTok base. So I thought if these challenges on TikTok are a big thing that the kids are doing these days, I thought we could recommend some Texan-themed TikTok challenges.
You've come up with some really good ones here, actually.
Thank you.
I was kind of surprised. When you said you were doing this, I was like, oh, boy, here goes arrogant Sean again, thinking he's gonna to know what's popular with the kids.
But
I think some of these might actually catch on.
Okay. Well, let's lay these out. I've got four of them in front of me here, and I'm open to recommendations. I'm not too arrogant to take recommendations because I know this is not my... This is not my area of expertise, is these TikTok challenges. So you all recall back in early 2008, there was a game against the Colts, and I believe week 5, and Sage Rosenfels came in that game in relief of Matt Schaub, and his job was to protect a 17-point lead in the fourth quarter. Among many plays that went wrong, there was this one.
I formation behind Rosenfels, who bootlegs out to the left side, and he's got a lot of room. Flag down, Rosenfels across the 35. He's helicoptered. He fumbles the football. It's picked up, taken across the 40, 45, 50. Right sideline, bracket still going. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Colts. A disaster for the Texans.
That play was and forever will be known as the Rosencopter. If you haven't seen it, kids, Sage Rosenfels, because I know some of you that this might appeal to, these TikTok challenges might not have been alive for the Rosencopter. All he had to do was slide and keep the clock moving. He tried to get a few extra yards, quarterback of the Texans. He jumped in the air and was spun around like a helicopter and fumbled the football.
Yeah,
as he was coming down, he got hit.
This was kind of a precursor to planking, I think. Except he did it. He did it in the air.
In the air, yeah.
While doing a 360, so this would be the rightful continuation of planking would be to actually turn it into a Rosencopter.
Right, right. So the Rosencopter challenge is to launch yourself horizontally off of a high ledge and try to spin 360 degrees in the air. And try to hold on to the football when you hit the ground. Try to do what Sage Rosenfels couldn't do, which is hold on to the football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you got to do it with the football.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking that somebody would try to hit you. Then it gets way more complicated. But if you could do that, that's even better.
Yeah.
But you don't have to have somebody hit you.
Okay. But the one you brought up while we were playing that highlight might actually catch on. Because I'm joking. I don't think smart people want to spin themselves and land on the ground from a high ledge.
Sean, TikTok challenges have nothing to do with
sanity.
People, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you said do it into a pool. I like that. Do it into a pool and you got to land belly flop style. So there is pain involved.
And you'd have somebody actually hitting you, jumping off the ledge or something.
Yeah.
If you do it from an above ground pool, there's an extra element of danger there.
Yeah.
So because it's easier to hit the ledge.
All right.
So that's do it from a pool, and those will be spectacular.
Rosencopter challenge. All right. So jot that down, kids. My next one, Bill O'Brien's probably most infamous moment as Texans head coach. He's got several as general manager. His most infamous moment as Texans head coach is probably walking into the runway at halftime of the Denver game back in late 2019 and doing this to a. All right, so the TikTok challenge for this one is you just have to walk up to random strangers and scream into their face, "You suck too, bleeper bleeper. You suck too." You have, keep in mind, you got to film all this. So that's the O'Brien challenge is to just walk up to strangers and tell them, "You suck too. You suck too.
You suck too. You." It's like the Irish American Fight Club. You got to start up with somebody on the street.
Yep.
And the first rule is you never tell anybody about it, but you do record it on TikTok.
Yep.
And put it out there. I think the biggest one here would be is you get extra credit, which I guess means extra virality.
Right.
If you do it to an authority figure, like Bill O'Brien was just doing it to a fan.
Yeah.
That didn't have any real power or control over him. If you went up and did it to your assistant principal or something, then that would be that's getting some status there.
Yeah. Picture yourself walking up to your boss and.
You guys don't have the guts to do it. Yeah. None of you listening has the guts to do it. I'll tell you sicken me with your lack of intestinal fortitude to even do this.
Tag the Texans on it. All right, next one. We all remember Antonio Smith. We love Antonio Smith. Antonio Smith at times, I would say at times, had a temper, although he was by and large a pretty mild-mannered, affable, fun country guy.
Ninjas tend to be.
Yes.
Like they're not, I don't know if mild-mannered, but calm, cool, and collected.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to be able to control your heart rate, you know?
Superman had kryptonite. Antonio Smith had Richie Incognito.
This went on the other night between the Miami Dolphins and Houston Texans. They talk about player safety. Richie Incognito and Antonio Smith. Watch what Antonio Smith does here at the end of the play. There's history between these guys. Oh, helmet comes off full on. Watch it again. Here you go. And the referee is right there and doesn't see it.
All right, so the ninja challenge for TikTok is to walk up to a stranger, grab whatever headgear is on their head, and then slap them across the face with it.
Well, we should explain what actually happened there. Antonio and Richie Incognito were locked up, kind of fighting after the play, and Antonio got Incognito's helmet off and just immediately swung it at his head.
Yeah.
And he narrowly missed Incognito. And all of the football world somehow instantly became Richie Incognito apologists. This is a guy who at various times, for one, I guess the worst one, he did some bad stuff. The thing that was ignored in all of that was that Richie Incognito had his hand up underneath Antonio Brown's face like gouging his eyes.
Yeah.
And people acted like he was the innocent victim in all this. Antonio is just defending himself.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know about this one, though, Sean. This
Why?
One feels because the other ones wouldn't actually get somebody killed.
I don't know. If you did the O'Brien anything. Challenge to the wrong guy, it might get you killed.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not. But that's still a little bit different than like actually going out and assaulting somebody.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can endorse this one.
Okay. Well, I'm just putting it out there. Maybe we're not endorsing it as a show, but I'm just putting it out there on the whiteboard as an idea. The Ninja Challenge: walk up to somebody who's wronged you. How about that, Seth? Somebody who's wronged you, like Richie Incognito wronged Antonio Smith. So I'm not a random citizen, not a random person, but if somebody's wronged you and they're wearing any sort of headgear, a trucker hat, a ball cap, a chapeau, if you will, you grab it off their head and slap them across the face with it.
If you do it to one of these roving bands of bicycle gangs that...
That, grab their bike helmet
that
off.
Stalk our cities at
yes,
night
yes.
Are these like half mile
Dude,
long bicycle
okay,
trains
okay.
Oh my god,
this is where I'm jumping in right now. I'm breaking character. Don't do that. I feel like people are like, yes,
no,
those biking brigades are the worst.
Not bike gang. If you've never been, maybe if you live out in the suburbs, you haven't seen this, but
Dude.
You might be driving down Montrose, 7:30 p.m., just trying to get home with your voodoo donuts before your wife finds out that you ate a dozen donuts. And, and all of a sudden, you find yourself stuck behind a half mile long train of people riding bicycles. It's amazing. It's pretty cool if you're headed in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
When you're behind it, you're like, oh, what am I? I'm on a surface street here. I can't really get off to a side street and speed past them or anything.
They're tough.
I'm just going to bide my time.
Dude, Kirby is the Pacific Coast Highway for that stuff, man. They happen on Kirby all the time. All right, last one. Brian Cushing. We love Brian Cushing in this town. Brian Cushing is a Texans legend. Probably best known just in pictures, visually, for slamming his head into a helmeted Cleveland Brown after an interception back in, I don't know, 2011, 2010 maybe. Here was Brian Cushing mic'd up on that play.
Cushing with the helmet off, and he'll go to the sideline.
Looks like he's bleeding a little bit.
Yeah, he's bleeding a lot.
You got to pay for this plastic surgery, Bill. You know how this happened.
What did you do?
I laid their guard out.
I laid him out. He gets up and like, tries to hit me again. I punch him. I headbutt him with no helmet. He just looks like me like this.
I'm just keeping my helmet on for the rest of the game. I look like a psycho.
All right, so the Cushing. I know. I just wanted to get to him saying he looks like a psycho. I know there's a lot of white noise in there. The Cushing challenge, and it's no less safe than snorting NyQuil fumes through your nose. Slam your head into any surface until you draw blood on your forehead. That's the Cushing challenge.
Boy, man, you're into the head injuries today. That's
this just in. It's a football team, so
that was a Browns offensive lineman, right? It was a Browns game that happened to.
Yep, yeah, sure was. Sure was.
He was him and both Cushing and JJ had issues with bleeding heads. Sometimes that's the way the helmet fits. It just kind of slides down onto your. Now his head was bleeding. His head started bleeding after he headbutted the guy.
Correct.
It wasn't already bleeding, right?
No. It was after.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay, I'm watching it right now.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, because he didn't really, headbutt the Browns offensive lineman. The Browns offensive lineman initiated the contact. I think he does. Oh, I don't see people going after him the way they went after Antonio Brown.
Cushing didn't sell it though, man. He didn't sell it at all. He just kept walking. He just got headbutted and just walked away, man, and just bled. Yeah. He let it bleed. So those are my four right there.
The Rosencopter reminded me of something I saw yesterday, which was Jason Kelce and his brother Travis Kelce have a podcast together, and they talked about, if you guys didn't see this last week, when the Chargers were playing the Chiefs, Derwin James, the safety, down at the goal line, wrapped up Travis Kelce, put him up on his shoulder in the air, and then body slammed him. The ball popped out, caused by the ground, but still, it was pretty damn impressive. I usually find Travis Kelce really annoying, and I actually find him annoying in this clip, but I got to give him credit for laughing about this.
Yeah.
So even though he sounds kind of annoying, I give him full 100% credit for being able to laugh about this. This is Jason Kelce asking his brother Travis about getting powerbombed.
How did it feel when Derwin James absolutely, powerbombed the out of me on national television.
Well, it's not my first time getting powerbombed. But yeah, no, I made a cut back, and then all of a sudden, he is on me like lightning. I mean, he surprised the shit out of me. Lower man always wins in football. When I felt him wrap his arms around my legs, I'm chuckling in my mind. I'm like, this is not about to end well for me right now. I'm going up. What goes up must come down. The body slam was funny, but what was even more comical is the fact that he asked me after the play or after that drive. He's like, bro, you good? What a great guy, man. What a great guy.
Solid dude.
Yeah. So
I think I like this podcast.
It's probably pretty good.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. They both got good energy.
I'll say the name of it. It's a weird feeling when you're in the middle of something like that and you know something really bad's about to happen and everything slows down, but you're somehow able to stay calm in the midst of it. It's a weird space. It's only happened to me in football, wrestling, and car accidents. Because I've been in car accidents before where I was on an icy road. I was going off the road. I knew I was going to hit a tree. And you know that the best way to get out of it without getting serious harm is to stay relaxed. So somehow you stay relaxed in those moments.
Yeah.
And it's an eerie, eerie silence. But yeah, so I'm jealous of Travis Kelce for having recently had that experience.
And he's laughing
where
about it.
You get to experience like things that are, yeah. And that Derwin James seems like a hell of a guy.
He does. I like that too, because I'm a Derwin James fan. New Heights is what this podcast is called.
It's, yeah, the New Heights Show.
Yep, New Heights Show. It's the number one most popular sports podcast on Spotify. How you like that? All right. Text message 713-213. My goal is to knock out all of Sean's challenges in one big challenge. Okay. Well, film that.
In one big challenge.
Yeah, he wants to do all four of my Texan theme challenges.
Have fun with your head trauma.
Yeah. Not, yeah, head trauma from the Cushing challenge and from getting the snot beat out of you by the guy you slap and swear at. All right.
We should send everybody that does our challenge to the Kelce Brothers podcast, and they can describe it.
Oh,
and that would get us. Like, those guys, and Sean and Seth are, they're hell
yes.
of guys. Those guys are hell of a guys.
Yes, yes, yes. We need to glom off their audience. It's the number one sports podcast right now on Spotify, evidently. All right, Lovie Smith was asked about Justin Britt. We finally got the Texans head coach talking about it post-Justin Britt being put on the reserved non-football illness list. Also, we talked earlier about Derek Stingley. What does Lovie Smith say about his rookie corner so far? We'll hear from the Texans head coach next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.